We just say it's a little piece of flat land because there's no other name that I see that you could give it because it'll hold water for a while and then another time it wouldn't hold no water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like now right across the road there the other day with that rain, it covered that walk where we drive in. Well, now it didn't bother me over here like that.
Yeah, you I see, because it was all flooded when I came by the other day.
Yes, sir. It didn't bother me like that. I said, Lord, women can't get out the house without waiting unless you had a boat. Now, that's the first time in years that it ever been like that. Before that road was paved, yes, we had it that way. But now, from then up until now, that's the worst we've ever had. Well, there's one thing about it, the earth is full of water now. It's been dry and thirsty, and it would suck it up as fast as it came. But now the rain comes so regular, and the earth got full of water, and it stayed there good bit before it ever soaked it up. Yeah. And the trees are not drawing now. This is September, and I think this first fall month, September. If memory serves me right, September, October, November. December, January and February, right close into there before spring began. You see, and the sap is coming down, so they won't draw any water. Even after I cut the yard now, I won't have much trouble with cutting no more yard. Now, after this month, I won't have to cut it at all. Until next spring.
You have to start raking it then.
Yeah, so they start putting it on me again.
What do you call it when the ground goes up?
When the ground goes up? Well, I would call it a hill.
And what if it was bigger than a hill?
Well, if it was bigger than a hill, you'd have to call it a mountain.
Yeah. What about if it was just one land flat, except this one little hill out there? Would you have a name for that?
Well, I'd call it a mound.
A mound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call it a mound.
What do you call the part of the door that you have to turn to open it?
The knob.
Now, did you ever hear that used for a hill?
Uh-uh.
You never heard that?
No.
I don't think they use that much around here.
No, it's a knob. They do knob.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know a name for the side of a mountain that's just sort of pretty straight and it's rocky? Instead of having trees growing on it?
No, I don't know much about that, Mrs. Smith. You got that one side straight and one side slant. Now, if it goes kind of that way, that would have a slant to it. But if it goes straight up, all I could say is just straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on that side.
What do you call the place where a boat pulls up to load and unload?
Where the boat goes up, they call that a railway or dry dock.
Mm-hmm.
Either one.
That's to get the boat out of the water.
Well, yeah.
But if you just come in the day and, like, you've been shrimping, you come in and unload the shrimp?
The dock.
The dock?
The dock. Yeah.
What are the different types of road surface that you have?
Different types of what?
Road surface.
Road surface?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't know that. Now, what different types of road surface?
What do you call it?
Now, we call that road there paved road. And if there was one leading from there and didn't have no pave on it, we call it a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what kind of paving is that, do you know?
Concrete.
Concrete?
Yeah.
I
think that other piece around yonder you couldn't tell, but the man was talking about using asphalt, but if he did, he must have put rocks on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it all looked like this. But I know he'd been cutting down that deep into the soil on that piece up yonder when he was coming around there. Dog, he's putting it down there mighty deep.